Regularly scheduled programming will not be seen at this time, so that we may bring you an ABC after school special. Stone.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Hey, you out there in the podcast universe, it's Brian. I thought I'd drop by to let you know that Chrissy has had to take some unplanned time off to be with family. We miss her dearly, but the show must go on. Am I right or am I right? So with Chrissy's blessing, this week and maybe next, we're going to have a series of special guest hosts here in studio with me to chat up some new content, and we'll deliver some unreleased material from season 3 and season 4. It's going to be a wild ride. If after 4 years Chrissy and I haven't gotten it right, I'm sure it's going to be an absolute shit show with someone else sitting in that chair. And I just wanted to say something. We love you. Best to you, Papa Joe. And many happy podcasts on your journey. Here's our executive editor, Christina, on her birthday, talking about all the dating apps and all the dating haps in 2023. You single people are fucking crazy. And to you, Chrissy Hoadley, can't wait to have you back.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I get ass.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. Fuck around and find out. I'm Brian Green. This is the executive producer, my friend, and the very temporary guest here on The Commercial Break, Christina. Best to you, Christina.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there on the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. So appreciate it. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just a little old lady now.
You're
29.
Not old. You are a baby. You're the youngest person to come through these studio doors, I think.
That's so true. I love that for me.
Yeah, I love that for us. We're freshing it up. Maybe now we'll get the non-retired crowd to listen to the commercial. Break. We have a lady that keeps on texting us and emailing us, and she is 84 years old.
I love her.
She is awesome, and I wish I could remember her name. I want to say that it's Betty, but I just think I'm calling all old people Betty because, you know, old white lady Betty. But she is the sweetest lady, and she keeps talking about how much she loves the show,
and
she loves when we take down the preachers, and she loves when we talk about sex, and she's like, I'm sure I'm not the typical age of your listener. And I'm like, no, I'm sure you are the typical age of our listener.
I love that she knows how to use podcasts.
She knows how to use podcasts.
That's
something
amazing.
My mom hasn't figured out. And she's 15 years younger than this lady is.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
I want to address right off the top some of the rumors that probably are flying around out there on the internet. I mean, if anybody's actually talking about us, in my head, is flying around the internet, around the tabloids. And I just want to make clear, and I want to make sure that we state this right at the beginning of the show so no one's confused. Mm-hmm. I am not dating Dua Lipa, and I don't understand why everyone thinks that I am.
No one believes that.
If only Dua Lipa believed that I was dating Dua Lipa, then we'd be in a good place.
I want Dua Lipa to date me, not you.
Hey, listen, keep your scroungy hands off my Dua Lipa.
Scroungy little paws.
I was here first. I was talking about Dua Lipa first. She is a beautiful character.
I love Dua Lipa.
Do you not?
Yeah.
Is she so gorgeous? Chrissy and I were talking about this a couple episodes ago. She is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's fab.
Not as gorgeous as my wife, but she is gorgeous in a different way gorgeous than my wife.
Her little outfits, everything.
God, she just looks
amazing.
I know.
I'm just like, go off, girl.
And then she's got like this, she's got this swing that she does when she's singing.
Mm-hmm.
That just, I don't know.
Well, she famously was really bad at dancing for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that was her thing? People knew her for
that? She didn't mean it to be her thing.
Of course
not.
Who wants to be a bad dancer?
But like, people would put together these really funny compilations on the internet of her just like being really bad at dancing at her concerts. And it was so funny. But now she's so much better. Like, she clearly was like, we're not doing this anymore. And so she got so much better, and she's obviously killing it. Amazing.
I feel like T Swift probably is going through some of the same stuff. Isn't she known also as kind of a bad dancer?
I don't know. She's just got a lot of limbs.
I have never said this out loud on the commercial break. I guess now's as good a time as any.
Sure.
My wife cajoled me into going to a Taylor Swift show, and I did go see Taylor Swift.
I think you did talk about that already.
Well, I think I talked about that I was out in Los Angeles, but I didn't talk about why we were out in Los Angeles.
Okay,
we went and saw a Taylor Swift show. It was a birthday present to my wife. And I got to be honest, that girl can shake her ass. All those dancers can.
They are
so fucking good.
I mean, they're probably the best dancers on the planet.
You got to imagine if you're rolling with T-Swift.
Taylor Swift, yeah, probably.
She gave him like a $100,000 tip for doing, you know, she didn't give everybody like $100,000.
Where's my $100,000 tip, Brian?
You work for the commercial break. You're lucky to be getting anything.
What the fuck?
You make more than I do, I'm sure of it.
Taylor, please hire me.
If only Taylor would come in studio.
God.
Okay, so now let's mention the real rumors that are probably going on and why people have been writing in. And I just want to say this. Chrissy is out dealing with a family issue. Her grandfather has been sick. He's an older gentleman. We love Papa Joe. We're sending all the love and the care out there into the world. And Christina and maybe some other people will come and help while Chrissy is taking care of her grandfather. The seat will be warm. Chrissy's going nowhere. She didn't leave the show.
Yes.
She's not sick. No one hurt her. I'm not keeping her in some
I checked the basement. Don't worry.
Yeah. There's no basement. It's a crawl space, and you don't want to go down there.
I checked it.
You did?
Yes, I checked it earlier. You weren't
Can
around.
You change my air conditioning filter while you're down there?
Absolutely
because
not.
That is the one thing I really fear doing.
You should just do it. Live a little.
Live a little?
Yeah.
You go down under that crawl space. That's 2.5 feet tall. You cannot stand. You can barely kneel. Crawl around
Chrissy.
The dry floor. What's that?
I went for Chrissy,
you
and mean, that's
she's
it.
She's not down there.
Not
I told you.
For your
I
air
explained that she was not down there. We love you, Papa Joe. And whatever the outcome is here, we're praying for and meditating and sending good energy to Chrissy and all of the family members right now. So we'll keep some new stuff coming and keep her seat warm for her. And then she will return hopefully sooner rather than later. But with these type of things, believe it or not, there are some things more important than the fucking commercial break.
Weird.
And that's what I told Chrissy. She actually was really egging to get back in here. And I was like, I could just sense that, you know, when you need to take time, you need to take time. You need to do your thing. You need to do your
Absolutely.
Thing. Absolutely. So that's it. So it's your birthday. What are you going to do? What are you going to do today?
Just going out for dinner with my parents. I already locked myself out of my car this morning, so it's been a little bit of a stressful day. But, you know, the locksmith, he had me. He had
did
me
he,
going.
Did
so.
He, I've always wondered about the locksmith. Did he make you prove that you owned the car once he opened the door?
He literally just rolled up in a random-ass car, like not like a truck or anything. I don't know. I was assuming that there would be like a business logo on the side
Yeah.
Nah, rolls up in a
something,
random-ass
car. You know, like
car.
Tommy's Tommy's Locksmith Services.
Like, let me break into your car for you.
Yeah.
I was literally sitting there telling my sister, I'm like, what's cheaper, getting a new window or calling a locksmith? Honestly, I thought window.
I thought window, too.
Okay, that was my plan. I was like, I'm going to break my own window.
Sure.
But luckily, I didn't have to.
You could break your own window, then tell the insurance. I'm not saying you should commit insurance
little
for
bit
fraud,
of fraud,
but just say it accidentally happened while I was not around.
I mean, look, I like to say my rules in this world, scam or be scammed.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do to survive.
Absolutely. Scam or be scammed.
How much did the guy charge you?
Only $95.
That is amazingly
just
cheap.
Just to get in the car. It was through my insurance. They didn't give me a key.
They didn't give you a key?
Because I thought I had one in the car. Turns out it did not.
So how did you get the car started?
I had to go find my other key, which I thought I had lost, and I found it. I just tore some things apart. Yeah. It was a dramatic way to start my 29th year.
Isn't that the most stressful thing in the world, to be locked out of your car?
I was crying. It's fine. But then I had two mimosas, and now I'm here.
Why is this the place everybody comes to get drunk? I'm the only sober one on the commercial break.
Yeah.
Chrissy learned long ago that the way to deal with Brian is just to have a good buzz on. And then just ignore most of what he says. I think Chrissy just has learned really, like, she's got a keen sense for when to tune in and then respond.
Absolutely.
And then she just tunes me out for the rest of the show.
Chrissy's a vibe, man. Yeah. I'm like, I want to be you. Look at me in her seat.
She is like the Buddha on high, isn't she? She just kind of lives with Brian's bullshit.
The moment I met her, I was like, an angel.
She is. She's such a sweet woman. I don't know what I'd do without her because I'd look like a real asshole if I was just doing this show by
myself. Yeah, 100%.
I hide behind Chrissy
You
a lot.
Do not have the street cred for that.
No, I'm street cred. Please. I don't got any street cred. Unless you put me in a restaurant bar.
Yes.
Like as a bartender, then I got cred. I can make a gin and tonic and a kid's margarita. For those of you that don't know, fuck around and find out. All right. So dinner with the family. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go... Is there a significant other out there? I don't really know.
No, there is no significant other. My sister's visiting, so she's coming with me.
Yeah, she's not the kind of girl you want to sleep with, though.
No.
She's not the kind of girl you bring home to the parents. Your sister's not the kind of girl you bring home to your parents.
No, I don't think so. No, there's no SO in my life.
So would you consider yourself single, ready to mingle, or just not even looking, don't give a shit?
I guess at this point, I'm single, ready to mingle.
Okay.
At this point, but it's been a journey.
It's been a little bit of a moment?
Yeah, it's been a journey. Like, I think for a really long time in my 20s, I was just like not interested.
Not having it with anybody.
No, they're idiots. Have you seen
Yes, I have.
The dating scene?
Yes.
It's so bad.
I mean, I haven't been in the dating scene for a long time, but
that
yeah.
show you guys reviewed a little while ago where that the guy was like, yo, I'm low-key illiterate.
Yeah.
That's real.
Is it really?
Like, that's real. Like, people are act like that.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why is it?
I don't know, and it's really hard. I don't like it.
I wouldn't like it either, poor baby.
It sucks.
Let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. Oh, I tried to do this.
Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me.
That was like this one guy I went on a date with.
When you, so how would you find a date typically?
I do use the apps.
You do?
I don't like them, but I use them. Yeah, I typically use Hinge.
Okay.
There's like, obviously there's like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge.
Is Hinge
Coffee Meets Bagel?
Coffee Meets Bagel. There's so many apps out there. I don't even keep track.
Yeah, there's millions. And I just typically use Hinge. I can't handle more than one. I just don't have that kind of attention span.
Can you handle more than one conversation at a time? Does that happen often?
Yes, but they never last. The conversations never last.
They don't?
No.
They just drop off eventually, or yeah, you drop off eventually?
Both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little mixture.
It seems so. When Astrid and I met, I'll just like kind of give this some perspective in my own life. When Astrid and I met, obviously I had been single for a while. I mean, it was a girl that I dated before Astrid, and then there was like this, I would say, 2-year period where I was just single, ready to mingle, but not necessarily looking.
Not looking, just vibing.
Exactly, just vibing. If I happened to be out in a bar and someone was cute and we talked, whatever.
Yes.
If there was a friend of a friend and we found each other attractive, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't like, and I had the dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
But I would only check, honestly, after like the first couple weeks of being on the dating apps, I only checked them every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I found the conversations to be really strained.
Mm-hmm.
They often didn't last very long. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's because my opening line was, here's my dick.
No, oh, I'm kidding. Barf.
But then I just found it to be so stressful. It didn't feel, it's not my natural environment. I'd rather have someone sitting in front of me and talking to me. Even a phone call maybe would be so much better than just these like short truncated conversations where you're trying to get someone's attention so quickly.
Yeah.
But I just never felt that, I don't want to say desperate is the word, but I never felt that interested in playing that game.
Yeah.
So many of my friends used it as a way just to hook up with women or men.
That's the vibe right now, is like, it feels like people, so Hinge, obviously their tagline has always been like the app that's made to be deleted or something. But, and like, I do know people who've been like gotten married from that or whatever, but now their algorithm is so fucky and so messed up that they keep all the hot people in jail.
Oh, really?
And you have, so you have Rose Jail, which is
Rose
what we call it. Yeah, and they make you be really embarrassing and send a rose because that's where all the hot people are.
What?
Yes. So like you're
right. Explain this
to me. Okay. So you have, you pull up your little Hinge.
Okay.
And then there's just like regular people you'd swipe through.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
That just pull up.
Like Brian.
Yeah.
5.2 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. So let's say the four through seven.
Four to six.
Wow, that's a pretty tightly controlled area.
It's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good. Maybe,
anywhere where
maybe
I might
some
be included.
Sevens in there, okay. I guess. Yeah. So they're all in the regular pool. They're nothing good.
Okay.
Every so often you find someone good, but then they don't respond, or they, or you don't respond, or whatever.
Miscommunication.
And then, yeah. And then there are people who like you that you can go through. People who have gone and liked you already. That is the most depressing group of people I've ever seen. And like, not to be mean.
I agree.
But let me be mean for a second.
Be mean.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It is so insulting. I'm like, God, am I in what world?
Does this guy think he's going to be with me, or this girl thinks she's going to be with me?
I sometimes send screenshots over to my best friend, Brian, not you, but
the other Brian.
Other Brian.
Go figure.
I send screenshots over to him and I'm like, in what world would me and this twerp get together? I'm like, look at me. I'm a 5'9" goddess.
Yes.
And you, Mr. 5'6" twerp, want to get with me? No, absolutely not. And then, so there's that depressing list. And also, it's always like over 100 people.
I was
and
just about to ask that question. Like, how many do you have?
So like, when I first got on there, obviously I was fresh meat.
Yeah.
So it was like, immediately hit me to like 200 probably.
Whoa.
Just really quickly, it was a ton of likes. And then I've never been able to keep up with it.
Yeah.
And so I just like deny. And then also I'm a little bit too nice when I say no. I'm like, what if they're really funny?
Yeah.
What if they're really nice?
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
Yeah, not
I know
good.
That feeling. Yeah.
So my sister will come in and just get rid of a ton.
Good for her.
And then they just come back and it's never a good group of people. And so then the hot people are in the roses category, where if you want to like them, you have to send a rose, which is embarrassing. And because you have to pay for roses.
No!
You have to pay for roses.
No, so they put the hot
people in rose jail so that you can't get to them.
But that's not rose jail.
It is rose jail.
So it's rose jail, but rose jail where you have to pay to meet these people?
You have to pay to even send a like.
That's insane.
It's like if you have like Hinge Plus or I don't know. I obviously don't have it. You can send like a few for free, I think.
Yeah.
But then you have to start paying.
That is insane.
Yeah. And it's like you have to pay like $10 a month for like 10 roses or unlimited roses or whatever it is. I don't know.
So the hot people get Hinge Premium. They put themselves on a pedestal.
No, they don't put themselves on it. Hinge hides them.
Hinge
puts them in rose jail.
So Hinge is making a decision about who is hot and who is not?
Yeah.
Who hot? Who not?
Who not? Yes.
Too many dating app on the block.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'm hot and they're not.
Well, I mean, like, we don't know each other all that well. You work with us and, you know, we communicate about the show mainly all the time. Christina, besides my wife and Chrissy, are the people that have to suffer the worst through Brian's bullshit. But and thank you for that.
Anytime.
So you get on Hinge, hundreds of guys and girls, I would imagine. Guys or girls?
Both.
Both. So guys.
Any and all, baby.
Any and all. Hey, listen, it's...
I'm open to everyone.
I love it. I think it's great. I think
just
it's fantastic.
Who I am. Just the kind of girl I am.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. When I was in my early 20s, mid-20s, I worked in the restaurant business, right? The world was a whole different animal.
Wild.
Except for in the restaurant business, where almost anything went. Because I think the restaurant business in a lot of ways, for some people, it's a professional career. Mm-hmm. They make their living doing that, especially over in Europe and stuff like that. Here in America, I don't think it's as common, but there are a lot of people who do make their living for their entire lifetime working in the restaurant business. The restaurant business is like a home for broken toys, in my opinion. That's why I ended up there for almost a decade.
I agree.
While the rest of the world was contemplating social issues and social, like liberal social issues, like acceptance of people who didn't want, you know, man didn't want to sleep with a woman or a woman that didn't want to sleep with a man. In the restaurant business, I think I benefited from the kind of bubble that was the restaurant business and everybody did everything with everybody. There were a lot of people that were like that.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Totally. Like in my experience there.
We were all a version of David Bowie back in the restaurant business. Way too many drugs. No one knew if you were male or female and no one cared who you slept with.
No one cared. That's the best part. It's just, oh, you're hot.
All right, so men and women, hundreds of them come, they say hello and then hundreds of them.
It is hundreds.
That's insane.
It is insane. And it's overwhelming. And I like to just use it as a little dopamine hit whenever I'm feeling down.
You just go and see who's up, who likes you today.
I'm like, ugh, idiot.
Hey, you, my podcast friend. I just popped in to say that you are the best part of TCB. And to show our appreciation, we want to give you a free WWFD sticker. It's the What Would Frankie Do sticker you've been asking for. It's number 4 in our series of stickers, and you get one just for being a friend of TCB. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the Contact Us button, tell us you want a sticker, and drop us your physical address. Those FedEx men's will be at your door post-taste. We want to hear from you, your wild and wacky stories, dating disasters, ask TCB questions, and now you can ask Brian's mom for terrible advice. Hey, I learned my terrible advice-giving skills from someone, and my mom is that person. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll-free from anywhere in the world is where you can send us your questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. It's a real live phone line where we actually respond. 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Insta and TCB Podcast on TikTok. And please, do me one more favor. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe to that channel. Morgan does a great job editing the videos to be released on the same day it airs here on the podcast feed. Now let's listen to a word from our sponsors who keep this rambling wreck fueled up and ready to rock. And then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. when you start filtering through these, mm-hmm. have you had physical in-person dates mm-hmm. with some of these people?
Yes.
Okay. What did that look like?
Not great.
No.
Someone will look like hot. They've got their little outfits yeah. in there, which is like, yum. They'll look hot. They have like a good profile, good answers, whatever. And then you meet them and I'm like, God, you are dry as a bone.
Yeah.
I'm like, there is not a lick of personality here. And I'm like, one of the things you have to do, and I know how this sounds, but whatever, this is just who I am. I have to be really careful. Like, am I having a good time on this date because I am fun? Or am I having a good time because they're actually contributing to the conversation?
Oh.
Because, like, I'm chatty.
Yeah.
I'm like I'll just talk. Remember?
Me too.
And, like, have a little ball, make myself laugh. I always like to say, no one makes me laugh harder than I do. And, like, and then I'm like, I leave. And I'm like, oh, that was kind of fun. And then I'm like,
wait, was that fun?
Did he say anything?
Yeah. Was that really fun or did I just make
yeah.
it fun?
Yeah. Right? And then I'm like, they probably hate me because all I did was yammer. But then sometimes you get someone who's just like so, like them and their profile just do not match. Like they're a personality catfish. And then like,
A personality catfish. I love that.
Yeah. Well, like this one guy, he had funny answers, like good outfits, whatever. Mm. Shows up to the state, boring as fuck.
Sleepy Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like he also didn't really understand some of my funny answers. And I like, it was kind of awkward to have to explain it. And I think he thought I was kind of a good time girl. But then I was like,
he thought he was going to get some ass, but
yeah.
you were just like, having fun with it.
I was like, I'm trying to date.
Yeah.
And then like he kissed me at the end. It was horrible. It was literally like two little cold, wet, slimy anchovies.
Oh!
It was horrible. They were coming at me.
Every time that someone talks about a bad kiss now, all I can think about is that episode that Chrissy and I watched where the guy was like like swallowing that girl's tongue. It was,
that was
absolutely
hard.
Disgusting.
That was
hard
bad.
To watch.
It was hard to listen to.
Yeah. Have you watched the latest episode, the latest season of Love is Blind?
I have not.
Okay. So I'll just share this with you. I won't ruin it for you. But there's a Love is Blind couple who they get along from the beginning, mm-hmm. straight off the bat. Like they are, it's clear they're mm-hmm. matched. And there's a couple every season that just right off the first date, they get along and they never look at anybody else for the entire season. So there's one of these couples. He's really engaging. She's really cute and gives good, you know, they're bantering back and forth. Yeah. It seems like a couple that could possibly work out.
Yeah.
But when they meet, he almost instantly goes silent and does not contribute to any. It's painful to watch on camera. It's painful. Astrid and I were just screaming at the television,
yeah.
answer the fucking question,
God.
Say something, do anything. She would ask him a question and he'd be like, mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate that.
And she kept on saying to the camera in these side moments, mm-hmm. like, I don't know what's going on here because the guy that I knew in the pods, we never stopped talking. And now he said like 10 words
That's
in the entire
so weird.
4 days of the honeymoon.
And were they did they look like a match?
I thought that he was handsome in kind of a like cavemanish type way, mm-hmm. right? Hard
sure.
jaw.
Yeah.
He's a fireman. So like
Ooh,
hard jaw,
yum.
Hard face. Yeah. I don't know. I'll show you a picture on,
All right,
on
we'll
the break.
See.
Yeah. But my estimation was that the moment they met,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't into her. And I will say this out loud, that Astrid thought it was the opposite. She wasn't into him.
Uh-huh.
But my opinion is that he is so, like, he's such a fireman. He's such a dude. Mm. He's such like a, I don't know, like farm fresh to table. You know what I'm saying? He didn't like the fact she had long eyelashes. He didn't like the fact that she had makeup on. He didn't like the fact that she dolled herself up. And that to me seemed like an excuse for, I just don't like you all together.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like the way you look. Love is not blind. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't think for a second
no.
it's blind. It's blind until you see the person. Or it's blind when you're actually blind. But that's the only two ways yeah. that love is blind.
No,
but
you have to have some level of attraction.
Absolutely.
Like physical attraction. Like for me, being pansexual, it's definitely more like about the vibe and
yeah.
about the person. But there has to obviously be, like, I don't look at someone and be like, oh my God, like I'm so attracted to them. Like that does not happen very often.
Okay.
But like even it's like you're attracted to someone's energy, someone's vibe, whatever it is about them that you're just like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be something. You can't just like, I don't know, not be attracted to them at all physically.
So you as a pansexual, do you don't get those lightning bolt moments very often where you like look at someone across the room and you're like, oh, I'm really physically attracted to them.
It doesn't happen very often. It happened recently and I was just like, I was like, whoa. I was like, I need to calm down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you get to talk to this special someone?
Yeah. Building a friendship at the moment.
Building a friendship, my ass.
Well, I'm trying to weasel my way in there, Brian.
Go. Is it he or she?
She.
It's a she?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to follow up on this. Now the whole TCB universe needs to follow up on Christina.
I'll let you know.
And her love life. When you, I bring up the example of the Love is Blind example because I went on a few Tinder dates.
Okay.
And each of them a shit show in their own right.
Naturally.
I did not have the problem of someone not being responsive during the conversation or cold or standoffish or however you want to say it. I had the opposite, which was the women that I went out with, like they seemed perfectly normal via text message and everything was going well.
Yeah.
But the three of them that I met in person, I don't know. All three of them drank a lot of alcohol really quickly.
Ooh.
So they were way drunk. Now, to be fair, I can also drink a lot of alcohol really quickly.
Of course.
And that's probably nerves and you want to get the best of you and you meet somebody, they're having a good time, you're having a good time. But I like physically had to get one of them out of the tree. She was like a cat.
Oh, right.
Do you remember this story?
Yeah.
I had literally...
How did that happen? How did it get to that point?
Okay, so... So her and I have this series of conversations that are going on for let's call it 2 months.
Okay.
When we finally agree to meet, she's a little bit older than I am. She's 2 years older than I am.
Okay.
Beautiful woman. I was attracted to her. Like the moment that I saw her Facebook or her Tinder profile, I was attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
We connect, we start talking for a couple of months and then we decide that we're going to meet. When we meet, I didn't realize it on the Tinder app, but when I saw her in person, I recognized her. Like I recognized her from a former life. I knew who she was.
Okay.
It took us a few minutes to place it, but we actually went to the same school, to the same high school.
That's kind of
fun. She was a couple of years older than me. It was interesting.
Yeah.
We shared friends in common. Mm-hmm. Like she had friends. I wasn't friends with her when I was in high school, but there were friends of mine that were friends with her. So now we have some commonality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, this is kind of starting off well. We have a lot to talk about. The conversation never lagged. We are out on a patio. It's a beautiful fall day. We're drinking a couple margaritas, but I notice she's starting to get ahead of me on the margaritas.
Okay.
So
I'm scared.
Yeah. So let's say we're three margaritas in and maybe I'm a margarita and a couple Bud Lights in. Then I'm drinking Bud Light now and she orders a pitcher of margaritas on her own.
For herself.
Yeah, for herself. She's like, will you just have a little bit so it doesn't look like I'm an alcoholic? And I'm like, oh shit, here we go.
You're like, we're just going to say it. You're just going to say it out loud.
I know how this night's going to end.
I got to get some cocaine. Driving me crazy.
I know exactly how this night's going to end.
Not great.
Not great. So we travel on to the next place. Okay. We sit there for a couple of hours and we travel on to the next place. We walk down the street. I know that she's inebriated, but I'm also got a pretty good buzz on.
Yeah.
So now we're at that point in the date where you're just having fun.
Yeah.
You're a little trashed. Everything's going, I guess, okay.
Just wildin'. You're just having fun.
Friday night, we go to this crazy busy bar. We sit down. We find a couple bar stools. We sit down. And she starts physically, like, I want to say attacking, but she starts getting really physical and handsy very quickly.
Mm.
Like, hand in the crotch type of handsy, right?
Oh, boy.
Which... At the time, I'm sure I was all excited about, but thinking back on it, it's a little cringe,
right?
Yeah,
that's so aggressive.
And she was like kissing my neck, and then she was like pulling my face toward her face, trying to get me to kiss. So anyway, I say, listen, maybe we should call it a night, because I can sense just how drunk she is.
Yeah,
maybe we should call it a night. We'll get together another night. Maybe we can hook up next weekend, because I'm not feeling comfortable with the situation.
Yeah.
Well... She got upset by the fact that I wanted to end the date, and she walked outside to go smoke a cigarette. And the next thing I know, the bouncer's coming up to me, and he's like, hey, man, were you with that girl, that tall girl, that girl with the blonde hair? And I'm like, I was. And he's like, she was outside smoking a cigarette, and she climbed the tree out front. And I'm like, what? And he goes, she climbed the tree out front. Now she won't come down. Can you come talk to her? And I'm like, she climbed a tree outside, out front?
Just to get away from you.
Christina, I go outside and it is literally as if we're in a movie. There are maybe 15 people standing around this oak tree that is easily climbable, like a young tree that's easily climbable. Uh-huh. And she is 20 feet in the air. It is insane.
Wow.
She's 20 feet in the air. And I'm like, I can't even remember the girl's name. Thank God. Probably don't want to embarrass the poor girl. But I'm like, hey, come on down. You know, we'll go to another bar. We'll have some fun. We'll do some drinking. She is absolutely refusing to come from the tree. She's like, I'm staying here. No, I'm gonna do that. No one can understand her. She's not making much sense. She's starting to cry.
Oh, no.
So guess who shows up next? The fire department and the police officers.
Boy, I thought you were going to say Chrissy.
No. The craziest thing, not the craziest thing, but a funny fact about this night is that Chrissy lived within 30 steps of this bar we were at. But Chrissy and I were in a disagreement. We were having a little lover's quarrel. Not a lover's quarrel, but a friend's quarrel. Because I was dating another woman that Chrissy didn't approve of. Anyway,
Brian.
So finally, we get this person out of the tree. It took a combination of firefighters and police officers to talk her down. The police officers were like, you either get in a cab or an Uber now, or we're taking her to jail for disorderly. Ooh. And I was like, okay, I'll take her home.
Yeah.
So I literally put her in a cab. She was like, you're coming home with me. You're going to come home with me. I'm going to fuck you so good. You're coming home with me. And I'm like, I'm not fucking no cat, okay? I just got you out of a tree. What do you want me to do? This is the most embarrassing thing. There's literally 100 people standing outside, and all of them are wondering why I brought you to this bar to go up a tree. I don't get embarrassed a lot in life, but I was feeling really embarrassed.
I'm feeling secondhand embarrassment just hearing the story.
So I asked her address. I put it into my phone. We called a cab. When the cab came, she kept on saying, you're going to come home with me. I'm going to fuck you. Suck your dick so hard. And I was like, I don't know. I don't want those claws to come out. You just climbed a fucking tree.
I feel like you might bite me.
Yeah. I don't know what your house is going to be like.
I don't want to lose my penis tonight.
I know.
Thanks.
Are you going to jump off your balcony? Are we going to end up on the roof? What are we going to do? What's going on?
It doesn't sound like a good time.
Fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I just kept placating her. Yeah. We're going to go back to your house. When the cab came, I gave him the address and swiped my credit card. Bye. And was like, see ya. Bye.
Have a good day.
I just never had much luck on those apps.
Yeah.
And I think because it's so transactional in nature, it never really made me feel all that good.
And there's no, like, it's transactional. There's no responsibility to anyone. Mm. And there's no, like, consequences.
No.
If you suck.
That's interesting. That's an interesting point.
Like, yeah. And so it's like there's no one making sure you respond or like make sure you're nice to someone or whatever. And like people, they just don't, you know how on the internet, I guess it's the same thing as like hiding behind your keyboard.
Sure.
Like you just, like you don't, this person isn't real to you until you meet them. And that sucks. And so I find it much better to date friends of friends or, people you work with. You know? No, that's always a bad idea.
Yeah.
But like never ends well.
There's only two employees in this company.
No, not you this company.
You can talk to Chrissy if you want to.
Not what I meant, but you know, or friends of friends, anything like that, because then like you do have a responsibility, at least to your friend, to be nice to this person.
Yes.
You know, and like,
oh, that's an interesting
treat
point.
Someone with respect.
Maybe that's part of what's missing. Maybe you just hit on something that's very interesting and maybe is something that I never thought about. When you traditionally, before the dating apps came along, you could go on, you could call like a Dateline or you could get a matchmaker or somebody like that. But typically, you would find somebody through your social circle or through work or friends of people that you work with.
Yeah.
Whatever. Nowadays, you're literally two strangers passing in the night. And so if someone ghosts you, there's no teeth to it because they just ghost you and they figure, I'll never see that person again.
Yeah.
And what does it matter? It's one of 1,000 people that I've hooked up with on this dating app. Why does it really matter? But I think that is making life very difficult for a lot of young folks. Yeah.
It's lonely too. Like it's hard. It's not fun. I don't know.
I feel like loneliness is a disease that is fueling a lot of the shit that's going on around the world right now.
Absolutely.
I think loneliness is a disease, and I think it's pervasive. I think it's an epidemic.
It's like, weirdly, we're extremely connected to everyone, but then every, like, through that, everything is so niche that, like, you're also really separated from everyone. And then your social interaction suffers as well. Like, I think, I don't know, a lot of COVID, our social interaction has suffered because we just don't have it in the same way. Like, during COVID, I got a retail job because I was like, I need to see people.
I need to be out.
Like, I need to talk to people. I need to stop being alone with only my sister all the time. Like, it's just not working.
Did you date anybody during the pandemic?
I had like a situationship for like a year of it.
Oh, okay.
I guess it was like the latter part of the pandemic.
And did they keep you company during some of that pandemic? Did you all go like back and forth to your house? Or was it mainly an online relationship?
At that point, a lot of us were working retail. So like we were all
vaxxed and hacked.
Yeah. And,
ready to
and
go.
We were all like in the same, like we would see each other. So, we did a lot of like hanging out and things were like getting more normal and we did a lot of like outdoor activities. So yeah, that was fun.
Do you get, have you been ghosted a lot on that app? On Hinge?
Not like, I don't think like an intentional ghost.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Like
I think
the conversation dropped off.
Yeah.
And you just got
in a fade away because I think most of the time no one really cares to respond. One annoying thing though was like, I was out one night and I was like, let's ball. Let's wild out. And I was like, okay. So I started messaging this one. I was like, someone's actually cute. This is exciting. And so we like traded phone numbers, started talking. I was trying to basically convince him to come out to the bar to like hang out with me and my friends.
Yeah.
And then he never did. And I was like, oh, that's so annoying because now I know that you were only in it for the ass, you know? And I was like, dang, that sucks. Like, get off Hinge if you're on it for ass. Like, it's not supposed to be for you. Then I'm also like, now I'm just like, fuck it. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck
I'm
you guys.
Out. I will just find someone some other way.
You deserve everything that, first of all, you're a people pleaser. I can already tell, right? Number two.
Called out, but okay.
Called out. Okay, I am too, guilty.
And on my day of birth.
Yeah, on your birthday. Well, people pleaser is not a bad thing. It just means.
It's not a good thing.
Well, in a relationship or when you're trying to date, maybe not. I am so guilty of this. I have an attorney and an agent, and he will tell me all the time, you're too fucking nice. You're a people pleaser. You just want to say yes to everybody. And it's true. Yeah. I do. And like you, I could go and sit and have a great time with a fucking rock because I just entertain myself. I may not be entertaining anybody else, but to me, I'm entertaining.
Yeah, I'm chatting away.
So I have been guilty in my dating life of carrying things on for way too fucking long because I think that it's interesting, but what it really is that I'm interesting and someone else is just different than me. They're not supposed to be there, right?
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be my person. You deserve everything you should get, and you need someone as entertaining as you.
I agree. I need someone fun.
You need someone fun.
Someone who's ready to roll.
So call 626-ASK-TCB3 if you're interesting and ready to roll. She's pansexual, so there's a male or female or elephant or donkey, whatever you want.
Oh my God.
But...
not the vibes I'm going for on the interweb.
Oh my God. That's an inside joke. So the other thing is we should put a, is there an age limit for guys or gals that you're looking for?
I don't want anyone younger than 26 or 26 or younger.
Oh,
I think.
Fuck no.
I need your brain to be fully developed.
Yeah.
And then age
45.
Oh, that's so old. No offense.
None taken, I guess.
I think my age limit on the apps is probably like 27 to 33.
Jeez.
Which is pretty thing. But here's, you know, I guess I'm open. I don't know. At this point. Who cares?
You probably don't need to date a 45-year-old.
That just seems like a lot.
It is a lot. Us 45-year-olds, we're just children.
Like, one of my best friends is like 35, and like sometimes he just doesn't get my jokes. And I'm like, is it that deep?
He's 35 between... and he doesn't get your jokes?
Yeah.
I get your jokes and I'm older than 35.
Not all of them, Brian.
No, I don't get
some
all
of them. Just whoop, right over your head. And I'm like, yeah.
Maybe it's supposed to be that way. Maybe that's how the generations end up not killing each other. We just don't get each other's jokes.
There's a lot of difference in like slang generations and like the way we talk.
Yes.
And it's weird.
I think that's one of the reasons why, I've always said this about age differences in relationships. As Astrid and I and Jeff and Chrissy both have pretty substantial age differences. And the reason why I believe Astrid and I have worked out is because we never talk about the age difference. We never have. It's never been something that's been, Astrid and I don't talk about it. Other people have brought it up in conversation, but it's quickly dismissed.
Yeah.
But number two is, Astrid did not grow up in the United States of America, so she does not have that same kind of pop culture point of reference. So when it comes to pop culture, music, movies, television shows, we like the same things.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Astrid has an extremely American point of view on that. And I can see how that might be problematic. Yeah.
Like, she's not going to come up to you and be like, oh, slay, Brian.
Astrid would not say, okay, go slay, Brian. Go slay those episodes, make some more money.
You know I hate interrupting Brian when he's yammering, but he's always yammering, so it's kind of my only option. Anyway, it is about that time for me to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com, text us at 855-TCB-8383, and check out our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram and at TCB Podcast on TikTok. Go on. Brian needs this. And don't forget to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited videos. I promise you're going to love them. Also, it would mean the world to us if you'd support us by supporting our sponsors. So let's have a listen to them, and then we'll get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Sometimes I like to pick and choose which generation I'm in. Obviously, I'm a millennial, but I like to sometimes pretend I'm a little Gen Z.
Oh, yeah?
And because I'm the youngest sister and, we just... Sometimes they just don't get me or whatever. I relate more to the Gen Zs, but then other times I relate more to millennials. But then, the oldest millennials are, over 40?
Yes.
And so I'm like, we're not the same.
I'm like a millennial cutoff. Millennial cutoff.
We're not the same.
No.
This is not the same generation.
No.
And I don't know. I think there's, my theory. My theory is...
Oh, God, here it comes.
Is that there is,
this theory brought to you by Christina!
Yes, exactly. Well, my theory is that there's, little technological generations. Mini generations within. Yeah. And so I think that's, where the big difference is. I don't relate to a 40-year-old in the same way that I relate to,
a 30-year-old.
30-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Because we grew up with totally different technology, and, our relationship to the internet is totally different.
I couldn't agree more.
And, you can tell sometimes when you're talking to people if they're, very online or not.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm very online.
If it wasn't for this job, I think I would be one of those people.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fact that that's my job is to sit and troll around the internet, I don't... And I'm not one of those guys who... walks around saying let's slay, right? Because it's just I don't want to sound stupid. I'm also not one of those guys who tries to dress up in Jeezy shoes and outerwear. I'm not trying to be something I'm not.
Fair enough.
I don't want to be old. I'm not looking to wear a suit and a tie or a polo shirt around every day. But at the same time, there is a difference in generations based on where you land in technology. There was internet when I was born, but it was not the internet we think of today.
Yeah.
It was not in a super information highway at every moment, everything coming at you. It was only used very sporadically for business cases or for people who had a lot of money or for the Navy or the Army or the CIA or whatever it was.
So weird.
So I watched this all happen as I grew up. The one thing that I think technology has done that has been detrimental to the generations behind me is dating. I think that it is so difficult. I think it saved a lot of lives during the pandemic, but it's made dating fucking miserable.
It's like, what do they call the paradox of choice or something?
The paradox of choice.
Something like
it's
that.
Called,
I don't know. It's something like if you have a ton of choice.
It's called analysis paralysis.
Paralysis by analysis.
Yes.
That's me. That's me in a nutshell.
She's got hundreds of people on Hinge. Folks.
And I hate them all.
Yes. Find Christina on Hinge.
Yeah, see if I hate you too.
Yeah, Christina, she'll say no also.
If you get denied by me, you're welcome.
That's right. Christina, she ghosts faster than everybody else.
I'm a nightmare.
Christina, she's taking all comers but accepting no one.
Literally. First thing my grandma said to me this morning when she called me for my birthday was, "You've been single for far too long."
Oh, that Scottish accent gets me.
She's got like an English accent, this one. But okay. Yeah, it's a little mixture in our family. But she's got a funny English accent, though. It's like a New York English accent?
Yeah,
it's a funny one. I don't really know how to describe it.
I get it. I hear that.
Yeah.
It comes out in your voice on occasion, too.
Like, "You forced me into it." when I got her drunk on gin and tonics.
You forced me into it, Christina.
You forced me into it.
I'll be in the bathroom throwing up all over my 70-year-old bones.
She was laid out on the couch with her hand on her forehead like a little damsel in distress going, "You forced me into this."
You know what you should have said to her?
"I gotta get some cocaine."
Absolutely.
"That'd be crazy."
Sorry, Grandma. I don't want you to do cocaine. It's a bad idea altogether.
Yeah, Granny, don't do that.
No, don't do cocaine. No one wants you to do cocaine.
Definitely not me.
All right. So, you know what I appreciate about you?
Oh, what?
Everything. That you absolutely take care of us here at the show. You're one of the utility players we could not live without.
Oh, thanks.
Our life is better for having you around. Thank God it's your birthday. Well, how much more can I compliment you? See?
I'll do it some more.
I could be interesting on a date. I just keep complimenting people. That was my strategy a lot of times, too.
That's a good way to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Chivalry is not dead, and it doesn't matter which sex you want or you are or who you prefer or you sleep with everybody or sleep with nobody. Chivalry is not dead and shouldn't be. Compliments are nice. Everybody likes them. Hold the goddamn door. It's okay to pay for a meal every once in a while.
Absolutely.
What's the fucking problem? I don't understand.
Just be nice.
Be nice. That's it. Just be nice. I keep telling my son this. My wife is like, you know, we just keep on reminding, hold the door. Mm-hmm. You know, hold the door for everybody as they come in, right?
Yeah.
And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because you just got to be fucking nice."
Yeah.
I didn't say fucking, but you got to be nice. That's what you got to do. In life, in order to navigate, you want to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to do.
I'm with you.
All right. Okay. So we miss Chrissy. We love you, Chrissy. And we hope everything's going okay. And we can't wait to have you back. I just wanted to say that Chrissy will be back. She didn't go anywhere. She's just taking care of Papa Joe. And we love you, Papa Joe, too. So this is what I want you to do. TCBpodcast.com. It's where you find out information about Chrissy and I. You can get all the audio and all the video right there. One location, TCBpodcast.com. The brand new TCB sticker is coming out in just about a week to 10 days. So if you want one, hit the contact us button on the website.
Fun.
Tell us you want a sticker, drop your address, and off they go. 626 ask TCB the number 3. That's 626 ask TCB the number 3. You can call, leave us a voicemail if you have a question for us. We will play it or may play it on air. So don't use your real name if you don't want your real name used. Or you can text that phone number. Feel free to text us anything. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. We'll take them all. Leave us a review on Apple if you have a moment. We'd also love it if you would go to our Instagram at The Commercial Break. Go to our TikTok, TCB Podcast. And finally, YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Fully edited episodes the same day or shortly thereafter that they air here on the audio feed. We just love you. Thanks for being part of our little universe here at TCB. So, Christina, love you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I'll say this. I'll say best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Christina and I will say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye.